Pittsburgh's shops, restaurants, and even museums and movie theaters are reopening to visitors as coronavirus restrictions ease. But live music venues are having a harder time. As 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports, they're banding together nationally to seek federal aid.
Remember March? Almost overnight, state officials shut down non-essential businesses and prohibited large gatherings. Music venues and other performing arts facilities went dark. Many thought the pandemic might pass fairly quickly.
We were hoping, you know, ideally that this would kind of blow over by August.
Adam Valen is marketing manager for Drusky Entertainment, one of Pittsburgh's biggest music promoters. Such optimism was short-lived, he says.
But clearly, as this becomes more and more of a public health crisis and this isn't going away anytime soon.
Music venues specialize in packing people into enclosed spaces, exactly what you don't want during a pandemic. Bands canceled national and international tours. Clubs sold no tickets, and no food or adult beverages either. Alex Neal is general manager of Thunderbird Cafe and Music Hall in Lawrenceville.
We absolutely do not have any revenue at all.
More recently, clubs and halls in the region were permitted to reopen at half capacity, with distancing requirements for groups of up to 250. But most venues say that's not viable. Ticket sales must cover promoters' expenses and venues' costs, as well as artists' fees. Those costs remain whether 500 people come through the door or 50. Again, Alex Neal.
It's not as simple as if we open at half capacity, we can pay the artists half of what they cost. Doesn't really work that way.
Concerts have returned with restrictions in place to a few indoor and outdoor venues. But when in-person concerts will resume on a wide scale is anyone's guess. Some say next summer or even later. Meanwhile, short-term federal assistance programs are running out. Liz Berlin is co-owner of Mr. Smalls in Millvale.
Our mortgages aren't going away. Our utilities aren't going away. And we have no idea when any money is going to come in at all. So
most forms of popular music, from jazz to punk and hip-hop, were nurtured by indie venues and promoters. And because few acts start out playing hockey arenas, many important individual artists were launched that way too. As the pandemic began, venues and promoters joined to form the National Independent Venue Association, or NIVA. The group says it now has about 2,000 members across the country, and 90% of them, according to a survey, say they'll have to close for good if the shutdown lasts 6 months with no additional federal support. Advocates say it's crucial to understand the indie music industry as a network, with artists and promoters as important as brick-and-mortar bars, clubs, and theaters. Allison Harnden is nighttime economy manager for the city of Pittsburgh.
It's all part of the bigger ecosystem, and they all help support each other, but they don't have as ready access to some of the financial relief, and they may not be technically a nonprofit or anything like that to have the funding sources come to them.
Unlike some other businesses, venues and promoters aren't asking for a speedier reopening. Instead, NIVA is advocating in Washington for legislation like the Restart Act, which would provide 6 months' worth of mostly forgivable financing to smaller businesses, including indie venues and promoters. Spending rules would be more flexible than with coronavirus relief programs that focus on retaining full-time employees and would recognize the industry's heavy reliance on part-time workers, from sound techs to bartenders. Lauren Gashinsky is a curator and promoter based in Pittsburgh who works internationally. She says initiatives like Restart would align the U.S. with European countries that recognize the importance of night spots not as simply businesses, but also as vital cultural spaces. In Europe, she says,
nighttime economies and live events are understood as culture with a capital C and not, just like beer sales.
Valen of promoter Drusky Entertainment said that, ironically, the pandemic has created an opportunity for the industry.
Now we have a collective voice. So that's truly been, the silver lining in all this.
NIVA is asking music fans to write Congress to support the Restart Act. The initiative is called Save Our Stages. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.